AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Russian President Vladimir Putin's thoughts about his meeting today in Geneva with President Biden.
He's very constructive. He's very balanced, just the way that I expected. He's very experienced. You can tell that at first glance.
Putin spoke through an interpreter.
I think there was no hostility. Quite the contrary. Our meeting took place, principally speaking, many of our positions. We don't share the same positions in many areas, but I think that both of these sides showed a willingness to understand one another.
Putin says he and President Biden agreed to return their nation's ambassadors to their posts. After Biden called Putin a killer, Putin pulled the ambassador to the U.S. out of the country. The two sides had said they expected to meet for 4 or 5 hours, but spent less than 3 hours together. Putin defended Alexei Navalny's prison sentence, saying he got what he deserved, and deflected repeated questions about mistreatment of Russian opposition leaders. People living near a chemical plant that exploded in flames in Illinois Monday still can't return to their homes. Kirk Wilson is the fire chief in Rockton, Illinois.
You're still going to see smoke that's going to be emitting into the air. During the nighttime hours, as I stated yesterday, you may see flare-ups.
The Chemtool plant makes lubricants, grease products, and other fluids, and is, according to the company, the largest manufacturer of grease in the Americas. A federal appeals court refused to reinstate North Carolina's ban on most abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy, rejecting arguments the law should be left intact because prosecutors aren't going after doctors who violate it. France is easing mandatory mask wearing outdoors and will halt an 8-month nightly coronavirus curfew June 20th. The Mexican resort of Cozumel welcomed the first arrival of a cruise ship carrying passengers since the coronavirus pandemic essentially collapsed the industry. This is AP News. The housing industry may be in for a slowdown.
Home construction increased a modest 3.6% in May as builders had to contend with soaring lumber prices that have made homes more expensive. Construction fell by 22% in the Northeast, but was up in every other region of the country. The Commerce Department says applications for building permits, which are considered indications of activity ahead, dropped by 3% in May. Housing has been a standout sector since the pandemic hit, but many economists think the surge in home building and sales may begin to slow. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A source tells the AP Scott Brooks is out as coach of the Washington Wizards. Washington made the playoffs in 3 of Brooks' 5 seasons. Another source tells the AP Stan Van Gundy is out as New Orleans Pelicans coach after just 1 season. The Pelicans finished 31-41 and didn't make the playoffs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.